there are, I believe, at least 100 civil lawsuits in the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Michigan against Michigan State University and specific employees and others from the women whom Nassar sexually assaulted. And Michigan State has filed, as most defendants would do, a motion to dismiss the case. And that motion to dismiss the case has upset a lot of the victims because it really goes to a lot of technical arguments, things like the statute of limitations, how long you have after something happens to file the complaint. It goes to things like claiming Michigan State has absolute immunity from civil litigation. It goes to that they did not tell people who were required to report. Maybe they told a coach, the coach wasn't, or a trainer, but the trainer and the coach wasn't obligated to report. So this has upset a lot of the victims. And it looks terrible. I mean, let's face it. You're trying to get, there's no question that these women have suffered terribly. They certainly deserve their day in court. And they're here, the Michigan State's trying to short circuit that on these kind of technical arguments. But what former President Simon made, and what I think could be fairly described as a cold-blooded argument and cold-blooded terminology, is if Michigan State does not mount a zealous and adequate defense, which includes seeking to have the case dismissed, its insurers could simply walk away from paying liability that Michigan State may eventually owe. I think, in fact, you heard Joel Ferguson say this earlier in the now infamous radio interview he gave, that he expects the victims are going to be compensated. I think it's very hard to imagine that there's not some compensation headed their way. I think what Michigan State is desperately hoping is that their liability insurance will pay that compensation, that it would not come from things like the university's endowment, the university's general fund, or some other internal university source. There are at least 200 victims that we know of at this point, and more seem to be coming forward. It doesn't take a lot of imagination to see how a verdict or a judgment could exceed $1 billion. There's a lot of people out there who would say, yeah, absolutely, Michigan State, should be paying many billions of dollars, and look at how much Penn State paid per victim. Absolutely darn right they should be paying that. But there's also a reality that Michigan State may simply not have those funds, depending on however what period of time they're supposed to pay out and so forth. And it could severely damage the university and its offerings and what it does now. So I think that they are hoping that the insurance will cover that. And to do that, they can't just simply roll over and play dead, is their argument.